Welcome to a new episode with ideas and insights. Find the strategies, tactics, and tools for your success in your initiative, project, and campaign. You are listening to the Ideacast with your host, Tom Wittig. Smart objectives are a great way to stay connected within a team and across teams and to help you accomplish and achieve the results you are looking for. Hello and welcome back. Today I want to talk about smart objectives in the area of customer success. So the key question is where to look for when starting and planning and selecting the goals for customer success. Well, there are several areas where you could start. I think they're first the primary areas and making sure that the customers have everything that they need in order to get the best value out of your products or services. Now, that alone is not a smart objective, right? You cannot say to your team, okay, make sure our customers have everything they need. That's very important, interesting, it's too obvious, but it really doesn't tell you anything what to do. So one way to look at it is actually to go through the customer journey and the customer process and figure out what are the key critical steps along the journey or the interaction events. For example, during the onboarding phase, doing the reporting of the usage, the best practices, and also promoting the active and the creative use of the product. Now, what I can see, especially in companies which are more service-oriented or have a software-as-a-service product, this is super important because it helps to ensure that the members in your customer base are not becoming dormant, so becoming quiet, not using the product, etc. That is a huge pitfall and an area where you can expect future churn rates increase. So the first warning sign should be if people become dormant. Now, back to the SMART objectives. A secondary area where you could look for SMART objectives or setting SMART objectives is driving above and referrals, for example, or upselling opportunities above and beyond the existing customer base. This is something that I see still as a huge potential for many companies to help the customer base also to promote your product and, for example, drive referrals. That's a great way of driving for cross-selling potential and also making sure that you drive for stronger awareness above and beyond your immediate customer base. Another area which may be true for some companies still is the migration to newer versions. Many companies have different versions of their product out there in the market. And with every version that you have to support, it brings in another complexity. And it's usually not linear. It's not adding up. It's more multiplying. So I think what you should strive for is keeping your spread of, let's say, possible versions out there to a minimum and ideally have everybody in the customer base on the same version. Now, this is, for most companies, not realistic, but here is an area where customer success can come in and drive the uptake and the migration to newer versions of the product. This also helps with retaining customers because if they don't experience the innovation, they are more likely to become dormant or churning away from the customer base. So this is where actually the SMART goals come in. And in order to set the SMART goals, I think a key starting point is that you are starting an effective alignment process across the entire company. What that means is, at the end of the day, at the end of the fiscal year, I should say, you probably have a certain outcome in mind in terms of, for example, profitability or growing the customer base, driving more top line revenue, increasing customer satisfaction, and so on. So having this desired outcome in mind, it's important to ask, what are the key steps that we need to keep in mind? What are the key leverage points that we need to keep in mind in order to accomplish that outcome? But the most important thing is that all the SMART goals that you set across the companies, of course, have to add up to this desired outcome at the end of the year. And this is not only to accomplish your goal, but also to make decisions about resource allocation. For example, resources for projects, but also bonus training and other forms of compensation and benefits. So this is where the SMART goals really make a lot of sense. And maybe by now you realize how this can become an integral part of your business model and your annual business cycle and your rhythm of the business. So the question is how to do this and how to get started. Well, first of all, I would suggest that you're not starting with the what's, the who, the when, and the how, but ask the question, why? Why do we have to accomplish this objective? What is behind it? What is the reason why we are setting this objective? Now, there's a whole episode about this topic, and I would encourage you to listen in on that podcast episode as well. And the second area is about decomposing the larger goals into smaller chunks, into smaller SMART objectives that can be accomplished. In the blog post, I'm giving an example of how to do that. And the example is about how to increase the rate of profitability and the growth rate of profitability in a certain time frame. Now, this is a very challenging goal. It's not about an absolute number that you want to accomplish, but really how quickly you can grow the growth of the profitability. It's kind of a growth in a growth model, so to say. Now, and I'm breaking this down into two parts. First is how to accelerate revenue, so the top line revenue, and how to contain and reduce cost. Because these are obviously the two components when we are talking about profitability. And if you want to check out the mechanics behind it, it's fairly simple. But I think the blog post gives a fairly concise example in how to do it and how you can decompose very large, audacious goals into more manageable pieces. This is really important because you need to make it specific at the end of the day and really break it down on the task level and be very clear on what you want people to accomplish. Now, take a look at the example, but don't just copy and paste it, but rather adapt it to your specific business situation and requirements. So, summing it up, I think there are three things to remember on a very high level. First, what gets measured gets done, and so make sure you measure what matters. Secondly, the motivation to achieve goals increases with the confidence of attainment. That's why it's important to break down the larger goals into more attainable chunks that people can accomplish. And the third area is about keeping it simple and memorable. So if you meet somebody in the hallway, they should immediately remember what are the objectives for the company, the division, the team, their own objectives. And most importantly, keep it simple and don't over-engineer it. So that's it for today. I hope you find some value in this podcast episode and also the blog post, which is a little bit more extensive. And I'm looking forward to your feedback and comments. And as always, I wish you good luck.
If you are looking for inspiration and help on a strategy, leadership, and operational level, please check out our website, vitigonia.com.
Leading brands, businesses, and well-known institutions in the public and private sector engage our advisory services. And we are looking forward to working with you on planning and managing change and optimization initiatives. Discover more at vitigonia.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this episode interesting and helpful. Please rate and share this episode with your team, colleagues, and friends. You can find links to more information in the show notes of this episode.